It was evening and it was dark outside. He was carrying an iced tea and a bag of candy. He was walking in a gated community he didn't live in. He was black and wearing a hoodie. Obviously, he was asking for it. That's the message sent to the parents of 17-year-old Trayvon Martin, who was shot at the end of February while walking back to his father's fiancée's apartment after a trip to a 7-Eleven. Since his parents and the outraged community haven't accepted that message, the story is now being spun and twisted. New information is being released about Martin to the media. He may have scuffled with his shooter, George Zimmerman, before he was shot. He was suspended from school for having pot in his bag. He wrote on school lockers and mouthed off once in a while. Once, he had some jewelry in his backpack, though no one knows where it came from. Did we mention he was black and wearing a hoodie after dark the night he was shot? It's classic. When in doubt, blame the victim. Tell people this kid wasn't an angel. Smear his reputation. Point them to images from his Facebook page that make him look sinister. Better yet, find disturbing images that aren't even him and tell people they are him. Maybe if you feed enough negative information, they'll forget that Trayvon Martin wasn't doing anything wrong the night he was walking home from that 7-Eleven. That he was armed with only a can of iced tea and a bag of Skittles. That he was only 17. And that now he's dead.